last year, a section of the internal wall collapsed onto graves and headstones within the medieval church ruins. So after the area was inspected by the engineer, the site was deemed unsafe, and then public access to the church was restricted just to protect visitors. So the Keilogue Church is a protected national monument, which means that any work, including emergency work, can only be carried out following the preparation of a detailed conservation report. So anyway, so that's the process that has started in that, which is very good news. So a specialist consultant has to prepare the required documentation. So the conservation works have started, the initial works have now started. So the graveyard is going to be closed from last week for 27th of November for about 2 weeks to allow contractors to complete the vegetation management. And then they're being carried out under archaeological supervision, and that will ensure that a detailed survey of the site and then the preparation of a long-term conservation management plan can be carried out. So I know that it is a concern to local families and the wider community. So and I'd like to thank them for their patience and understanding on this. And we know that we're going to ensure that the site is treated with the utmost respect. And the most important thing is that its future is safeguarded. And that's what, you know, an awful lot of the families there are very concerned about. And they do understand that conservation work do need to be carried out. So this is the start of the process of the conservation work.
And how will the temporary closure of the graveyard affect local residents now coming up to Christmas, particularly with family members buried there?
Well, it's actually the work has been taking place for the past week, and it's actually only another few days of the works to take place. So I know that especially at weekends, graveyards are, you know, they're busy places, and their loved ones like to visit their, you know, deceased family members. So it will only take another few days for the works to be completed, and then we're hoping that the graveyard will be open again to family members to visit, particularly over the Christmas period.